So this is a segment, obviously, where you are getting to know us, your new breakfast host, where we're sharing little slices of us with you. And today we're going to be talking about our sleeping styles. Oh, so relaxing. Now, I have not been sleeping well of late because of the many injuries and things that I'm nursing.
The ailments that you're carrying.
I know, I'm such an old woman. But even at the best of times, I am not a good sleeper. So I have tried everything. I've tried lavender pillows. I've tried hot milk before bed. I've tried all of the T2 sleepy teas that exist anywhere on the internet. I turned to this sort of yellow, powdery, weird, hot, gluggy mix drink that sometimes some people drink at night times to get to sleep.
That sounds intense.
Yeah, so for me, if I am getting sleep at all, I don't really know my sleeping like position because I just pass out because by then I'm so overtired that I can be front, back, side, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm out for the count. But I know you have a very specific sleeping style.
Well, I do. I'm a bit like you though. It sort of depends. Apparently I do some pretty funky stuff on my way to falling asleep, according to my partner.
Is it gross? Is it
no,
too
no,
early
no,
in the
no.
day
it's
to
like
talk
just
about
lots
stuff?
Of like I don't know, like lots of little movements and spazzing out and like on my way to snoring. Apparently I have like there's levels of me getting to sleep that my partner can now identify, and then she knows when I'm fully asleep. But when I do sleep, I usually do the free faller. So
what's
like
the free faller?
On my tummy with my hands under my pillows. So so
do you
always
think that
on
comes
my guts.
From your army job of jumping out of planes?
No,
like
I've
that's
always,
maybe like a natural.
I've always slept on my stomach. But apparently that what that says about you on the stomach position with your arms up, that means your personality is friendly. So
you are a friendly guy.
I don't know if that's completely true. So but you don't really know what you do. You're
no,
just as long
I,
as
when
you,
I wake up, I know that it's called when I wake up I'm always in the fetus, which is you know, for anyone that does yoga at the end after you just shavasana out and they ask you to sort of roll over to one side before pushing yourself up, it's just lying on your side, legs tucked in, super comfortable in a little ball, little fetus ball.
Yeah. Well apparently the sleeping specialists say that your personality type, a fetus sleeper, that's what I'm going to call you
so
from now
gross.
On, a fetus sleeper.
Okay.
You're slow to reveal emotion.
Oh, do you think I am? I'm hugely emotional. I cry
I think
all
you're
the
an
time.
Open book.
Yeah, I cry all the time.
My dad has funny sleeping habits. He, you'll find him in the morning. I don't know if he does it when he goes to sleep, but in the morning, if you look in, he'll always have two pillows over his head. So he'll be doing like the mummy, like where he sleeps on his back and then with two pillows just over his head always. That's
bizarre. My little brother does a very weird one and he's famous amongst his friends for this where, it's very hard to describe, but if you're just on all fours, like kneeling, about to do like a knee push up on your knees, but then you push your hands, you put your face down onto the ground, onto your cheek, and then you put your hands back through your legs.
What?
It's almost too hard to describe. I will do it when we go to a song. You can take a photo of it and we'll pop it up onto our Instagram and people can tell me. But apparently he stands by that when he was young, it was the most comfortable sleeping position.
Sounds like he's possessed.